This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. This may surprise you. In an organization as old as FFA is, they're forming new chapters all the time. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on. Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
There are chapters of the FFA organization all over the United States. In fact, there are more than 8,600 today. They vary quite a bit. In Arizona, the Desert Edge FFA chapter raises chickens and donates the eggs to charity. In Florida, members of the Hernando FFA chapter are restoring coastal wetlands. Each spring, the Choteau FFA members in Montana plant a community garden. And in Vermont, the Woodbury FFA chapter hosts pet adoptions in their hometown. FFA chapters like these all across the country are growing leaders and they're strengthening communities. They support the local agriculture industry. And an FFA chapter is that student organization arm of a school-based ag education program. And we are seeing some new chapters popping up. And in some schools, the chapters are being restarted where once the program was discontinued. On the website of the FFA organization, they actually provide an 8-step guideline to starting a new FFA chapter. They point out that you need to learn about agricultural education programs and how they and the chapters are structured differently than most school courses. Then you need to determine the philosophy of your community for ag education. Ask yourself questions. Reach out to nearby ag education teachers for their perspective on what would work best in the school where you want to start a program. Gauge the student and community interest for starting a program. Do a survey of local business leaders. Oh, yeah. Discuss your specific plan with the state FFA staff. Ag education leaders are typically part of the Department of Education or Department of Agriculture in a state. And then set up a timeline and a plan for action of getting your FFA chapter started. I'll be back after this.